Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Insecticides India Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sejal Bhatter from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and welcome to Q1 and 3 months FY27 earnings call of Insecticides India Limited. Today on this call, we have with us Mr. Rajesh Kumar Agrawal, Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Devendra Kumar Roy, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Dushyant Sood, Chief Marketing Officer. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that this conference may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation, which is uploaded on the stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the conference to the management for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. This is Rajesh Agrawal. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Q1 FY27 earnings call. The first quarter of FY27 was shaped by an unusual start of the agricultural season. Channel activity started in March ahead of the anticipated summer hike. A delayed and uneven monsoon, coupled with high temperatures across several regions, impacted sowing activity and delayed demand for crop protection products. While this affected industry performance during the quarter, we believe that still there is ample opportunity to recover. With rainfall improving and acreage picking up, we expect agriculture activity to gain momentum in the coming months. Talking about IL, IL has established itself as a potential fully integrated agrochemical company. Even in a slower environment, the quarter highlighted the importance of building a business that is not dependent on single crop or product strategy. Over the last few years, we have focused on creating multiple growth drivers through premium products, R&D, technology partnerships, thorough research, and international markets. These investments are helping us build a stronger and more diversified growth platform for the future. Within the core business, premiumization continues to gain traction, with our Maharatna and Focus Maharatna portfolio contributing around 64% of the business. During the quarter, we further strengthened this portfolio through new product launches and collaborations. Granuvia and Spino X, both launched in the collaboration with Corteva Agriscience, were introduced through extensive engagement with dealers, distributors, retailers, and farmers across the country. We see these products as multi-year opportunities where increasing farmer acceptance can build meaningful contributions over the coming years. These launches are supported by our continued focus on R&D and technology partnerships. During the quarter, we continued working with Corteva, Nissan, and OEL Agro to access differentiated technologies and molecules. While our internal R&D teams remain focused on developing products suited to the Indian market, our work with OEL Agro on a new molecule discovery is also progressing, helping strengthen the pipeline for the coming years. The next step is to translate this product pipeline into wider farmer adoption, and this is where our distribution and field engagement become important. During Q1, we conducted more than 3,600 farmer meetings, 600 field days were organized, 1,400 demonstrations, and over 15,000 farmer visits were made by the team of IL, and these were all supported by more than 8,500 distributors and 70,000 retail touchpoints. These engagements helped us to maintain a strong farmer connect even as the season started greater than normal. Talking about our IL Crop Solution Program, it is an important extension of this approach as it demonstrates complete crop solutions and their economics directly in the farmer field, following strong farmer acceptance and demonstrated ROI from the existing 36 plots. We are now planning to double the number of plots while expanding its presence across 14 states and four crops. Now rice, cotton, chili, soybean will be using these four farms. The objective is to demonstrate efficacy and economics at the field level and create a stronger product pool for the differentiated portfolio. Along with the core business, Taro's research contributed to make progress during the quarter. More than 40 crops are already commercialized. We are expanding its portfolio and distribution footprint while developing B2B and pack-to-pack opportunities. The focus remains on scaling Taro's into a meaningful second growth platform over the medium term. Our international business also continued to gain momentum during the quarter, with registrations, partnerships, and customer opportunities being developed across Latin America, Europe, ASEAN. With this opportunity, progressing through, including as we are taking calibrated approach to establish these relationships before scaling them, with the expectation that successful engagement can develop into meaningful medium-term opportunities. Now the sales of the technicals is catching up and there is good acceptance of these technicals across the world wherever we are going, and we believe that along with the white labeling, our business of technicals is going to flourish in the international market, and that will support us in increasing the sales volumes and the sales numbers. On the operating side, crude and petroleum linked raw material costs remain an area of pressure during the quarter, impacting parts of crop protection value chain. We continue to address this through calibrated pricing, better product mix, and increasing contribution from the differentiated products while remaining competitive. Working capital discipline also remained a priority. June inventory was slightly elevated due to the slower start of the agricultural season, and we are focused on improving inventory terms, collection, and alignment between the placement and underlying demand. Our objective remains to reduce working capital cycle as the season is normalized. Our manufacturing, the Dahej facility is providing additional capacity and flexibility, while the Sotanala project is progressing as planned. The formulation facility at Sotanala is expected to commence around April-May next year, followed by the seasonal production by Diwali, subject to the project schedule. Importantly, the investment made over the past several years are already supporting the business. Investments in manufacturing capacity, premiumization, R&D and technology have strengthened our product pipeline, improved our ability to serve customers, and created the capacity required for the next phase of growth. We are now seeing these investments progressively translate into business opportunities, and as utilization improves, we expect their contribution to become increasingly visible in our operating performance. At the same time, we are approaching the end of this investment cycle. Once the current projects are completed, we expect annual capex to normalize around 30 to 40 crores of maintenance capex, allowing us to increasingly focus on utilization, cash generation, and returns. As utilization improves, we expect operating leverage and efficiency initiatives to support improvement of ROAS and ROE, with renewable initiatives, lower electricity and fuel consumption, and increasing use of AI and other advanced technologies provide additional efficiency benefits from Q3 onwards, can say from September onwards. Looking ahead, while delayed monsoons impacted the first quarter, we believe the agricultural cycle has largely been deferred rather than lost, with rainfall improving, sowing progressing, and crop protection activity normalizing. We expect stronger execution over the remaining three quarters. Our focus for FY27 remains on converting the opportunities created through our product launches, farmer engagement, tie-ins, interaction business, and investment in capacity to support growth, while maintaining discipline on cost, working capital, and capital allocation. We believe the investment made in earlier years are now providing the foundation for the next phase of growth, and our objective is to convert the foundation into sustainable growth, stronger cash generation, and improving capital efficiency. With that, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, who will take you through the financial performance. Thank you.
Hi, Sanjeev Agarwal, CFO of the company. Welcome to all in this investor call. So this is regarding the performance of Q1. If we compare the see the year-on-year results, the revenue from operation has grown by around 10%, so from 691 to 610 crores, and gross profit has increased by 4% from 293 crores. Though the gross profit percentage has increased from 29% to 31.6%. You will see the EBITDA, so there is a degrowth of around 30%, and percentage-wise it has come down from 12.2% to 9.1%. The PAT margin has also come down from 8.4% to 7.3%. And if you see some mixture, then the premium product sales has increased during this quarter. Last year, it was 58% of total B2C contribution. This year, first quarter, it is 64% of the total B2C contribution. You will see the segment-wise sales. The B2C sales in this quarter is 64%. B2B is 34%, and export is 2%. Whereas last year, B2C was 75%, B2B was 23%, export was 2%. You will see the performance of the newly launched products. So during this quarter, we lost 2 products. The sales from these two products during the quarter was 5.50 crore. You will see the products which we lost last year. So the total sales of the those products last year was first quarter 1.67 crore. This year it is 2.29 crore. Revenue from in-licensing products last year first quarter it was around 36 crore. This year first quarter it is around 46 crores. Revenue from patented products has come down from 97 crore to 70 crore. This has mainly happened due to the reduction in sales of vaccines. And then contribution from combination product has come down from 124 crore to 98 crores. So these are the some financial statistics. So now we can open the house for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Rajesh ji. Sir, on the Sotanala formulation and technical plant, how much are we investing separately for formulation and technical? What is the total investment and how much have we invested till date?
It will be a project total investment. The total investment will go roughly about 200 crores. Out of which I think about 50 crores will be going in the formulations and 150 will be for the technical. And the total investment made so far is to the tune of about 70.
Sir, in technicals, which molecules do we plan to manufacture here?
If we talk specifically of Sopanala, we are going for a DCS plant, which is fully automatic plant. So some of the insecticides and fungicides where we have the expertise, they will be transferred to Sopanala from Sopanji. And Sopanji will be handling the new AI industry. So we have identified 5-6 products which will be moving in first place. And then there will be additions of new technicals here in the second place.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ramesh from SJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, clearly.
Yes, sir. Nothing. Sir, I just wanted to understand in terms of the ground, I understand the rains have been uneven and everything, and you know, overhang with us. So, and sales also translated to that. How do you see the demand environment right now? Going forward?
If you talk about August and three good rains across the country, the reservoir situation is improving and the crops are very healthy. The only gap what we see is majorly in the south, South India, where the rice sowing is little delayed in many parts, where the dams are not. In fact, the dam situation is improving now. 40% of rice is pending, I believe, to be sown in Karnataka, Andhra, and Tamil Nadu. Little dry environment is empty and some eastern states. Broadly, things are okay. This year, we have also seen the reduction in cotton and maize crops, but other dry crops are improving. So we have seen increased traction in oil seeds, pulses, I would say the groundnut, and also chili. Chilies are going to be the major crop for south this year. So both the, all the three states, Andhra, Telangana, and Karnataka, should show a good increase in the chili crop, which should be very good for the industry.
Got it, sir. So overall basis, south is a little compared to affected. And right now, over the year, where do you think we'll end up in terms of sales growth, sir?
Difficult to give the number, but we should be positive, and that positive impact should be visible from Q2 itself.
Got it, sir. And one question in regards to just understanding the customer, final customer, the farmer. So we have co-branded products which are more expensive and Marathma products compared to our other generic products. Could you explain how the farmer is different from our that new brand segment, co-branded segment versus Marathma? Could you just give a broad perspective on who's which bucket of farmer fits for each type of brand?
Like, it is a matter of awareness. What we are doing is we are connecting with a lot of farmers. We are developing the two-way communication system with the farmer. We have developed farmer apps, retailer apps. We are trying to take the technology to them. So we have to show the ROI. The farmer is not different. He has to believe that he is investing 100%. What type of benefit? If we are able to show the benefit, even the small farmers sometimes agree to buy the expensive products. Generally, it is believed that the expensive products will be bought only by the progressive farmers who have large base of land. Yes, that is true to an extent. But even the smaller farmers, they have shown good interest with the technology, and we have seen that all type of farmers have accepted these technologies in the past. Because if I see my recent the launches which has happened in the last 5-6 years, so they are contributing about 1/3 of the sales in totality, which means that yes, the interest of the farmer is going up for the new technology product. And it is the sentiment of the retailer and the network which is important, and of course the efforts of our team. If we are able to take the technology, yes, it is acceptance is right.
Sir, could you give a broad perspective on how each brand is segmented, just to understand how the value chart is for the company and what they want each brand to turn it, like expand into, the ideal vision?
Difficult to talk brand-wise, but here I can talk that 5 years back, we had started this exercise when the contribution from the premium products was 48%. Now we have reached to 60%+ already. And the target is to reach to 70% in next 3 years, 2-4 years time. So 60 crore is achieved in this quarter, which was a difficult quarter, and in the last fiscal also, the achievement was 62% plus from the premium products, which means that companies' overall energy is going towards promoting these premium products, and the infrastructure are going good. So we are developing these products across segments. We have qualified and also
hello.
And we are also putting along certain PPR in this segment.
Hello, sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is a bit muffled.
Oh, I'll keep my hands. No worries. So do I need to repeat the answer?
No, sir. Now it's clear.
My reply is clear or you need to repeat?
No, sir. Your voice was audible, but it was a bit muffled.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, just one last question, sir. Sir, you mentioned the fact that depending on the awareness, the farmer chooses the brand, right? So, just trying to understand during the initial stages when you're trying to make them try an innovative product, what do they trust more? Is it usually a Maharatna brand or is it the foreign brand with our co-branding on it?
Please come back again.
Sorry, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. So basically, I was asking, you mentioned that the farmer chooses the brand based on the awareness generated in the market. So I was just trying to understand, during the first phase when there is no Insecticides India product used by the farmer, do they start with the international brand, co-branded brand that we sell with Nissan and Oat, or would it be Maharatna brand the first time they take something?
It all depends on what solutions are we giving, and they come by by the usage pattern and the awareness level of the farmer. Because if it is a herbicide, then it is used first. So it can be from my own R&D or the imported products. So both have their exercise. Then the farmer also knows that the imported products are, or the collaboration products are little expensive than the normal products. So sometimes the earlier question you asked that if it is very expensive product, then of course the traction comes from the big size farmer, from the progressive farmer. But if it is reasonable means generally it costs 200 to 300 rupees per acre. If your product is in the range of 500 to 600, then even a small farmer can afford it. But if it is crosses 3 years, then definitely the traction is more from the larger farmer. But again, it depends on the awareness and the cost benefit. So we are able to convince the farmer, definitely the small farmer also should be accepted and the larger ones also. And there is interest for everything. So market for everything, and that is one reason we are increasing our collaboration continuously. And that does not mean that if I am increasing my collaboration, that I am not launching the products for my own R&D. So we are continuously working in our own R&D. We are making more AI and also launching new formulations. At this moment, you might be finding our speed a little slow. But I can tell you that there are more than 30 products which are in pipeline to be launched in the next 2 years. So our pipeline is very, very strong actually. For this, we are already working. There are mixtures, there are new AI, everything is there. So the investments are very, very high in this because we are developing a huge range of products actually to be launched in the future.
Understood, sir. So just one last question with regards to capacity. We mentioned that we are putting up a new facility. So just trying to understand, without that capacity, what can be the sales, maximum sales we'll be able to generate? And with the new capacity, how much more sales can we generate at peak utilization? Just trying to understand the capacity.
It's a continuous effort what we are putting to develop the capacities and to develop the sales. The idea is to double ourselves. In the past, we used to double in 3 to 4 years. Now, I believe that we should be able to double in 4 to 5 years. So the product mix is important, the technical manufacturing is important to take care of the international business is also important. So looking at that, we are developing our production capability. So we try to increase certain areas, we try to backward integrate certain cases. So everything is a mix. So very difficult to tell that way, but broadly you can say that we wish to double ourselves in the next 4 to 5 years.
And this one plant would be sufficient to at the capacity we need?
The expansion today, if I talk about today's expansion, we have just completed Sopandi expansion. Dahej is on its way for completion. More than 70% we have already commercialized and another 20-30% whatever is pending will be commercialized soon. Next year, we are going to bring Sotanala. Sotanala again is going to bring two phases. Phase one will be complete, I already told you, by Diwali. And then there will be phase two also, for which we are erecting the building now, but not putting up the equipment, because we have to decide on the products which we are going to manufacture there in the future. The formulation capabilities, we are going to increase in Dahej also. And that is in the final phase, Dahej extension, where we are going to stick around and also one formulation facility. Then we have also invested a little in the season where we are differentiating between the happy side and the insecticide plant. So some investments are going to go there also, which also we are going to complete within this year. So I mean to say that expansion is a continuous process. I don't say that I will not have any expansion after this. But yes, I have enough space now in Sotarala, also in the Dahej. So we can take care of further expansions also if they are going to be there. So planning today, that what expansions I am going to have after 2 years is difficult. But if the continuous exercise, you want to complete one thing, then you try for the next step. So at this moment, since there were many projects in place, so I want to complete them one by one. And after I complete a few, then I plan the new one.
Understood, sir. Got it. Just one last technical, I was trying to understand. So when we are partnering with Capri...
Yeah,
thank you. Okay, sir, got it. Yes, sir, just asking about, so when we partner with our international collaborators, so when we get the product, is it that in the formulation we have to repack it here, or do we directly get the packaged product here and then we just stamp a logo? How does it work?
Today, when we are partnering with different companies, the major interest is to develop the mixture for this, because if you look at the world, today the farmer needs the one-shot solutions. So we are able to mix one of our products with their product and launch a mixture. So that is our capability which we have developed, and that is the expertise. So very recently we have signed two collaborations in last 1 year, I would say. And we are developing various products with these companies. I'm not name any, even if you are, because they are still confidential. As I launch the product, you will know that. And even with our older partners like Nissan and some others, we are doing the same. So we are not only developing their single molecule, but also giving them the facility of developing the mixture, which will have more traction in the market and better results in a single state product. And farmer also wants the multiple solutions at one time, that one medicine with better control for whatever disease or whatever infestation we see in the market. So that is the demand of the day, and we are working at accordingly. So we are developing both two product mixes and also three product mixes in the market. And
I'm sorry.
These formulations by ourselves. Sometimes, yes, when we work with Nissan, we get some ready-made formulations, but we also manufacture some products by ourselves. And we are building the facilities for each manufacturing, and we are in the CDMO business also with some of our partners. So that is also in fact.
Understood, sir. That's it for my sake. Thank you so much for your patient answers, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for the active interest.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is on the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I see that our B2B business has grown by 10% this quarter. So what was the inventory gain, sir? Was there any inventory gain because of the pricing increase because of this war?
There was a good opportunity, but there was an unexpected increase in the price of metal, plastic, solvent, emulsifiers, and also some of the technicals, and there was a complete supply chain disruption because the time taking from China for travel was even more, and because of the scarcity of containers and the freight increase. So that complete disrupted the thing. There might be some advantage we would have got because of the high inventory, but yes, still at the end of this quarter, we were sitting on inventory. There's an increase in the gross profitability of the company. So we sometimes say it has happened due to our traction for the new generation molecules. You can say that some portion might be because we were having some older inventories. But yes, it was a mixed bag actually, because some products are coming expensive, some were cheaper, and market is very, very fluctuating at the moment. So difficult to comment exactly how much was the contribution from the increase in the price.
Right. And sir, for our B2C business, sir, what kind of prices have we taken for the Focus Maharatna and Maharatna products and for the commodity or the generic products?
We tried, as I told you, that there was a big expectation of price hike in the month of March. We had taken one hike in March, two hikes in April. And I believe in May also we try to take one hike, but somehow we had to roll it back because the market was very much delayed and the sentiment of the network was very weak. So there were some rollbacks continuously in the month of July, and after that the market has settled and now the demand is there. So apparently the impact will understand data, but I can say that there was no much price hike. Only the strategic whatever was there in the cost increase, that you could say, that is visible in the results also. But extraordinary hike could not be taken in this market because the demand pattern was low, so it could not be taken.
Got it. And so for the coming quarter, so Q2, because all of these raw material pricing increase, sir, is the industry, industry throughout not taking any price rise, and that might affect our margins for the B2C business going forward, or we expect to at least maintain that, or we have sufficient inventories, if you could help us understand on that front?
Again, it's a mixed bag, very difficult to say, the variations are very, very high, solvents. There are fluctuations of 25-30% in the solvent prices week to week, day to day. So very difficult about talking about individual companies. But we, since are focusing around a lot of interesting products, actually the premium products, so I don't think that our profitability is going to get impacted in this difficult time also.
Got it. Sir, just a final question from answer. How is the whenever we take a price hike, sir, how is the pricing friction between Focus Maharatna and Maharatna products and generic products? So if you could help us understand, are we able to pass on whatever raw material cost increases we get for the Focus Maharatna and Maharatna products, or even that is facing some kind of friction from the market?
It depends on product to product, because if something is not doing well, then yes, there can be issues, or if there is a competitive product which comes into the market and puts pressure in your money, it varies from product to product. But generally, I always tell that FMs are the product which has even higher profitability. Maharatna has a reasonable profitability, and generics sells at a low profitability. If you have the price advantage over any generic, you can make some good profit than the normal, because normally you end up selling the generic at 10-15% gross margins. So there can be cases where you make 20-25%. Maharatna, you sell at around 30-odd%. Sometimes the profit can go down to 20-25%. In the same manner, FMs are something which attracts 35% plus type of margins. So special case, you can generate 40% plus. In a low case, it can be 30%. So, since there are multiple products in all these ranges, because I have 18 Focus Maharatna, about 16 to 18, Maharatnas are also 40. So, in one word, I can not explain the complete range, but yes, it varies from product to product, and the range functions as has to.
Got it. And sir, are there any plans for a buyback? Because I think this is a down cycle and we can reduce the equity base for our company. So, any plans on buyback?
That's the usual process of the company. We buy back after every 2-3 years, not every year. So, it depends. So, we have to reward the investor. It can be in the form of dividend, it can be in the form of buyback. So, that we decide after we complete this quarter.
Got it. So that was from mine. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal from Fair Value Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Am I clear?
Yeah, yeah. I can hear you, Kunal.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you very much for meeting us today.
No, please go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. The first question is, given the monsoons were delayed this time, and are we expecting any situation at sales return like the last time we had it, about 200 crore rupees of sales return?
Yes, sales return possibilities are definitely there. But this year I see only one or two herbicides selling, not many. Number one. Number two, we were very, very cautious looking at the last year. So the placement was not that strong what we did in the last year. It was a strategic call what we had taken to place lower. Otherwise, I could have also achieved the sales number by placing more. But we did place very aggressively this year because we were aware because any new announcements were there from the month of February, March. So it was all pre-decided. And we also, as a strategy, placed generic products and new generation products in a way so that there are lesser stock returns. And we place the variety over single products actually in a target. So I think that we should be able to reduce the sales return numbers to at least half what was there in the previous year.
Okay. And so can you help us with the revenues from Tyros and what are its expectations for this year and for the next?
Tyros is a new company which we had launched, and the target is to grow at a CAGR of 100% initially, and then it will come down to 50-60%. So at this juncture, I can say it is on the path of growing by, at a CAGR of 100%.
And the margins, sir, what are the expectations for margins related to IIA?
Margins are visible in front of you. The margins won't be won't cross IL at this juncture because the expenses are too much. Like already if I see in the first quarter I've hired about 100 people in the company. So the salary expense is already very high. So these are the initial stages. So expenses will be high. It depends if we start selling the more Maratna or Focus Maratna products, then definitely. So we are just after completing this Kharif season, we'll review our product portfolio. Because initially I might have given certain generic products also in the portfolio and might not have introduced these specialty products because I have the fear that I might need many sales personnel. But already since the 100 people are on goal and there are also third party old people in the market, so I'll review it again and it can improve in future. But at this moment I believe it will have similar digit price margin.
And the normalized margins, okay, the lower than IIL, the normalized margin I'm talking about.
Can you repeat your question? I could not hear it clearly.
Yes. So the normalized margins for Tyros, not what they are right now in the initial stage, but what they would be when Tyros goes to a good size.
The normalized margin also you can believe should be around single digit at the moment. And as it goes up, I'll not say that it will cross double digits now till I achieve something better.
Yes, sir. And you talked about price hike. Can you also talk about what the volume degrowth was for both B2B and B2C in this quarter?
Yes, the growth is almost similar. B2C or B2B business has shown a little more growth in Q1, and in Q2 I think B2B business is going to show a little more growth than B2C. That is the status.
So for Q1 the volume growth was similar.
Volume growth has not come in the Q1 because overall there is a value growth, degrowth also, and volume growth also, degrowth also.
How much was that, sir? That is what I wanted to
number Hello?
You said price hike cannot have a major impact. So
The volume degrowth is about 13%. There is a small value growth of about 2% actually, which is visible in Q1.
Okay. Thank you very much and have a good
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Sonia Raghuvanshi from Nirma Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you so much for taking my question. So in the previous quarter, the management expected herbicides to record healthy growth after the prior year's returns and pricing pressure. How did the herbicide portfolio perform in Q1 and what is the segment-wise revenue for Q1?
The expectation from herbicide growth is again there. In Q1 also, many products we have touched last year's sales. And the exact growth, because it was delayed, so the growth is going to come, get registered in Q2. Definitely in comparison to last year, more than majority of the herbicides will cross last year's achievements. But yes, we have not touched the figures, which were the dream figures for this year. That is for sure. So talking about the segment-wise sales, I'll give it to the CFO to give you the exact breakup of herbicide, insecticide and fungicides.
Yeah. The insecticide percentage in B2C is around 33%. Herbicide is around 59%. Fungicide is 5%. And TGR is 3% in this first quarter. Thank you.
Okay, sir. So my next question is on what revenue did Granova and Spino Ace generate during Q1? And what are management's revenue expectations from each product for FY27?
Granova has crossed about 5 in Q1. Spino Ace is just a beginning. I think a small few lakh days. 25 lakhs were generated in Q1 because the launch was almost in the second. I believe Granova can touch about 20 crores in this system. And Spino Ace can go 10 crores plus. So both products put together 30 to 35 crores range is possible in this system. Gross level. So when it comes to 10 net level, you have to get 25% out of it. So which means about 25 crores of net sales is possible with these two crores.
Okay, sir. Just the last question from my side. Management plans to approximately double the crop solution plots from the existing 36 plots. What is the exact FY27 target, expected expenditure and measurable revenue opportunity associated with these plots?
Like if you talk about the expenses, so we are aware that this is going to be a difficult season from the very beginning. So we have not increased any expense budget for the company as a whole and we'll try to manage with the existing budgets what we have. There will be expansion, but I told in my speech also that we are working on maintaining our expenses, particularly in the power and the steel, which are the two major expenses, so in a controlled fashion, so that we don't increase that. For that, we will be using the solar energy, the wind energy, and also the solid fuel to control our expenses. And we are on the verge of getting that advantage by the end of this quarter. So in the half year, in the next half, we should be able to control it and be, in other words, I can say we'll have more production with the same expenses. This is the target. So expenses will be controlling this way. Growth targets were very aggressive because this is a 25th year of the company. We wanted to grow in a major way. But since in the first quarter, we have received a success. So I believe that we'll be improving in Q2. And let's see the Q2 performance because first half is very, very important for the performance of our company because it contributes more than 60% of the total sales. So after that, we'll review that what type of growth will be possible in this sector.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you so much. That's it from my side. All the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nivesh Verma from AKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Your voice is a bit cracking.
Hello, am I audible?
Your voice is cracking, but
we can hear you. Can you hear me now?
No, I don't know what, where, why is the disturbance, but your line is disturbed.
Okay.
You can ask the question. Let me try. If I'm able to understand, I'll reply.
Sure. I had two questions. In Q4, management suggested that a working cycle of approximately 120 days could potentially be achieved during FY27. Hello?
Not very clear in Q4. What did you say?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Nivesh. Please rejoin the queue when your voice will be clear. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pahal Sharma from DD Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that despite the revenue decline, gross margin expanded by 240 basis points, like to 31.6%. So like, could you break down this expansion between pricing, premium product mix, lower cost inventory, or we can say backward integration and other factors?
I just told actually that there was a 13% decline in the volumes and there was 2% rise in the prices. So this price hike can be due to the focus on the specialty products and some advantage due to inventory also you can say. But the markets were highly fluctuating. The solvent and the plastic prices, plastic use pack and LPG and emulsifiers and also other things were highly fluctuating during the quarter. The variations were as I have some solvents, the price doubled. And for many other things, like you don't know what is the price. Today somebody is saying 100, tomorrow is saying 130. So that type of variations were there. So in that variation, whatever we could buy, we bought it actually and try to manage the quota and still managing. So I believe that the total turnover of the company dropped. So that was the reason that there was a effect in the technology, which we should be able to recover in Q2 with improved sales numbers, which are expected after the August sales.
Understood, sir. Understood. My next question is that, like, what is the current utilization of Dahej, including the recently added capacity, and also what incremental revenue can be supported before another major expansion, like, which is required?
Dahej has a very good potential. We are planning to change the product mixes. We are dividing the herbicide and insecticide plants, so that has already happened. There is about 50-60% equipment is being utilized for the new plant which we have made. So there is further expansion of power. We have taken a new power connection and we started this. There is a new boiler which is upcoming. So after that complete erection, we will again get some expansion advantage because we will be able to use the new expansion fully only after that when we have the steam also with us. So we are working on that and that should help us in achieving the next year targets and this year targets also in a better fashion. So we are trying to add a few AI and there is some backward integration portion also there. And we have identified that which technicals we have to increase the production. So we are working according to that strategy. So growth, yes, it has got a good potential of giving us the growth. So let's see how the number comes because the season has started with a great difficulty and difficult situation overall. So at this moment, difficult to give the numbers, but it has got good potential actually. At least 200 crores is possible to be added into the technical production part. And the formulation also is going to support in a good way. So at this moment, I'll not give the number, but as the season favors us and we get further details for next year, definitely we will give the number for next 2 to 3 years. what contribution they will make. Yes, will be expected.
Understood, sir. Understood. Great. And my last question is that, like, could management quantify the expected asset turnover and return on capital from the Dahej and Sopanala investment once utilization stabilizes?
We'll give that number as it comes. Overall, there's a strategy that we have to stress the assets to the score and increase the ROCE. So multiple level improvements are being followed for that. We are working on improving our working capital, increasing the turnover from the current business, reducing the credit days in the market, and also doing more cash generation and working on the strategic initiatives. So everything is focusing around improving the ROC, and that is my target, which I am watching for study. And we are going to stress on this. We have already we are working on monthly basis. Now we are working to make the weekly meetings of the senior team members to do this actually. So it will be the key focus of the company that I can say, and we will definitely improve our performance, because already the big inventory which has come in the month of June is subbing us actually, and we will see a substantial improvement in this quarter.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So again, I thank you very much for your active interest. So I can say that Q1 was focused on building the foundations, improving business visibility, progressing strategic initiatives, strengthening execution across multiple business leaders. Performance has been mixed, with some progressing well and some requiring sharper execution. Better visibility now available on key business drivers, areas of opportunity, areas requiring corrective action. We have to move from initiatives to measurable outcomes is realized, and we are working on primary outcomes, revenue growth, gross margin improvements, profitability, cash generation, and better return to investors. So this again, I thank you very much for participating.
Thank you. On behalf of Insecticides India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect. Bye.